The Oscar nominations were announced this week, and for a year many critics considered one of the weakest for good movies, there were few surprises. Gladiator took 12 nominations, including Best Picture. Next up was Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which garnered 10. This is the first time that a Chinese language film has been nominated for Best Picture, and the most for any foreign film. But Oscar nomination week gives us a chance to look back at acclaimed films and performances that were not chosen, those small films, the ones without the special computer effects or the A-list cast or the sound that knocks you back in your seat. A film like this one.
Oh, Hamlet. Where is Polonius?
At supper.
At supper? Where?
Not where he eats, but where he's eaten.
Where is Polonius?
In heaven,
sent thither to see.
If your messenger find him not there, seek him in the other place yourself.
That's Hamlet, starring Ethan Hawke. It was one of Weekend Edition's entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell's favorite films, and Elvis joins us now. Welcome back, Elvis.
Thanks, Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, this was one of your favorite films, eh?
Not one of my favorites, my favorite of last year. It's smart in so many ways. One of the things that Kenneth Tynan, the British critic, wrote about Hamlet is that often when it's staged, there's no sense of place. And what the director, Michael Almereyda, did was made New York really the home for Hamlet. He sort of lifted some parts of it from a Danish film called Hamlet Goes Business, but he gets a young actor to play Hamlet for the first time. It's not Mel Gibson with, you know, blonde dye in his hair or something like that. An amazing cast that includes Sam Shepard and Diane Vernora and Jeffrey Wright as the gravedigger, who's basically singing all along the watchtower to make his presence felt.
So you would have nominated that movie for what?
I think Best Picture, Best Director. There's a ton of great performances in it, and it was all done for well under $2 million. And one thing that tends to not happen is that movies that don't cost a lot of money tend to not get Oscar nominations for cinematography. I think because if you do that, then you're saying, well, then all movies should be made for not much money, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
There's another film that you're talking about, too. I believe it's called Before Night Falls.
Yes, which did get a nomination for Javier Bardem, who plays Reynaldo Arenas, the Cuban poet. But what's amazing about this movie, too, and I mentioned Jeffrey Wright, he was the star of a movie called Basquiat, which is also directed by the painter Julian Schnabel. And the amazing thing about Schnabel as a director is he has a gift for empathy that directors don't come by very often. He has such a feeling for artists, and in a way he seems to use these movies as a way to sort of explicate his own feelings about art, even though the movies aren't specifically about him, and it's just wondrous to see.
I wanted to get up and beg her forgiveness. I wanted to say, Mom, how pretty you are today. You look like one of those women that you can only see on Christmas cards. But I said nothing because of the knot in my throat.
That was very nice. What's your name?
Reynaldo Arenas.
Who brought this?
I did.
Tell me, do you think you'd feel at home working in the National Library? The pay won't be very much, but I can promise you that you have all the books you could ever hope to read.
I would like that very much, very much. Thank you very much.
You know, Elvis, the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon took about 10 nominations this past week, but I understand you think that there is one that it should have gotten that it didn't.
Yes, the young actress Zhang Ziyi, who basically holds the picture together. She's sort of the Scarlet Pimpernel of the story, if you will. I hate to give too much away, but she has so much presence and she's so much fun to watch. And the director, Ang Lee, who basically has turned a martial arts picture into Sense and Sensibility, really makes her the heroine of, I guess, basically a sort of a Rock'em Sock'em Jane Austen epic.
From Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which got the 10 nominations, but not one that you thought that it should have gotten.
No acting nominations, actually. And Michelle Yeoh, who's the lead actress, should have got one as well. As should Chow Yun-fat, who basically has done a ton of Hong Kong action pictures, but never a period picture. He had never held a sword before this picture, and he comes across like the Cary Grant of The Blade. He's just got so much suavity and savoir-faire, as does the movie.
There's a category that a lot of people might push aside because films are such a visual medium, but I was really surprised that in the category of music, that the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou didn't get any nod.
I was too, actually, and because the music is such an important part of the story. A lot of it was put together by T-Bone Burnett, the musician-producer, who did such a smart job of it, and there are some scenes that are just magical in terms of the music and the way it puts the story across.
In constant sorrow.
I think that if there were a category for best lip syncing, that this movie ought to get it for a couple of those scenes where they match the music up with people who weren't actually singing it there.
Well, apparently you'd rather have that than actually hear George Clooney sing.
I've never heard George Clooney sing.
Well, I think those tapes are somewhere with Dan Shore singing, so.
We'll have to ask him some morning. Well, Elvis, thanks again.
Thank you, Melinda.
Weekend Edition's entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell is also a film critic for The New York Times.